Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. I'm your host, Brooke Monroe, and I'll be sharing bits of information each Wednesday morning on intuitive wellness, taking care of yourself and your spirituality, as well as ways to incorporate magic into your everyday life. My goal here on this podcast is to create content that centers my listeners and allows them to look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to check the description box to follow me and this podcast on social media. You're listening to episode number 7 of the Witchful Thinking podcast, Hexes, Curses, and Jinxes. Oh my. Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. Welcome back to the show. I hope you're having quite the magical week. Mercury is now no longer in retrograde. It went direct at 11:48 p.m. on Monday night, which also happened to be like the same time my friend and I were casting a spell together. So everyone throw up some good vibes in the air in the hopes that we see that spell play out positively. We're still in retro shade though, which if you're not familiar with that term, it's the 2-week period after Mercury retrograde ends where the planet Mercury makes a U-turn, pretty much, turns around, and it makes up the distance that it traveled in reverse. Apparently, retroshade can be even more annoying and tiresome than retrograde, though, so we should sit tight and not expect everything to go back to normal just yet. I'm feeling much, much better since last week's episode. Last weekend, I ended up sitting down with my friend Taylor, who will hopefully be on the show at some point soon. And we were doing our daily oracle reading. So that's something we really enjoy doing together because we're both pretty analytical people at times. And it's just fun to flip through cards and study the art and decipher how the meanings pertain to our lives. She lives with me, so naturally our energies are super linked up. And we were both feeling some type of weird way all week. And then after doing the reading together and asking Spirit to show us the guidance and clarity about what we were doing wrong or how we could improve our mood and morale, we realized that this whole week we've low-key just been both driving these like fucking fear vehicles around, banging into shit, and wondering why we felt so down. So with all that being said, if you're feeling kind of spun out and lethargic this week, try sitting down with your oracle or tarot deck and asking for some guidance from the universe, from your ancestors, from your spirit guides, from your soul tribe, whoever or whatever it might be. You never know what kind of clarity you'll get. You just got to open your eyes and ask for a message to be presented to you. So today's show is going to be all about hexes, curses, and jinxes. What they are, how they work, if I personally do them, and the differences between all three. The first thing most people associate with witches is spells, and they mistakenly use the word spell as a synonym for the words evil or bad, which is not correct. It's an extremely limiting belief surrounding the witchcraft community, and it makes it seem like all witches are good for is doing evil unto unsuspecting people, which is not true. So let's start with the simplest of the three, a jinx. The word jinx has probably been in your vocab from years and years ago, like from a young age. I remember as a kid, my friends and I would say shit like, jinx, you owe me a soda if like we said the same thing at the same time, or I don't want to jinx it, meaning I don't want to mess this up for myself. Jinxes are pretty much just little chants in witchcraft that are brought into fruition through pure manifestation. They're meant to bring bad luck, and it's really a one-time kind of thing. Typically, they aren't considered as harmful as a hex or a curse. Like, once they're cast, if they work, they do their thing, and then it's over. It's done with. They also work with the subconscious mind in the way that they establish ideas that can sort of turn into self-fulfilling prophecies. So you can jinx yourself without realizing it, which is probably where the phrase, I don't want to jinx myself, comes into play. The act of knocking on wood is also thought to dispel a jinx because wood energy renders jinx energy as ineffective, and that is something tons of people do without realizing where it comes from or why they're doing it. So if you're listening to this now and you don't consider yourself a witch, I bet you're pretty surprised to find out you might have been doing something a little witchy your whole life to protect yourself. Hexes are a little more serious than jinxes. If someone casts a hex on another person, it generally means that said receiver of the hex now has an unpleasant, unwanted energy attached to themselves. Hex magic is definitely what I would consider a form of malice, to say in the least, but I've heard of some hexes being considered good, apparently. They are short-lived, though. They don't last long, but they're a far cry from a harmless or somewhat harmless jinx. They last long enough until whatever intent that was set on the person has been fulfilled. A hex is designed to bring negative impacts to a person, and just like any spell, it requires intent and reason. Now, it might be easy to think that if you've been having some bad luck lately that someone has hexed you, but remember, guys, we all go through shit, so don't freak yourself out just yet. It's more likely that you're worrying yourself over nothing or you're just kind of having a rough go of it in life. Another thing about hexes is if someone has told you that they've hexed you, I guarantee you they haven't. Because someone with enough energetic power to even perform a hex would never, ever out themselves that way or feel the need to confront you about what they were doing to you. So you probably have nothing to worry about. If you know, though, that you've been hexed, like 100% you are sure, their hex can still fall through if you protect your own aura and energy. Some witches consider a hex the action a witch takes and the curse as a direct result of that action, but I choose to look at them separately and I'll explain why in a second. So a curse is the strongest and most powerful out of all three of these spells. A curse is different from both jinxes and hexes because of the energy that's put behind it. Some curses are created to give a person really bad luck or have something awful kind of hang over them for an extended period of time. Maybe they have horrible health, all their relationships fail, they can't keep a job, people in their life keep getting sick or dying. There's also bloodline curses that can be done by extremely powerful witches, which I'm sure you might have read about or seen in movies and shows. Like, some families claim to be cursed as a result of something their great, 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 great old dead ancestor did to piss off a witch. Curses can also carry over from past lives too, depending on whether or not you believe in that kind of thing. A few signs also of being cursed could be, and okay, these might be synonymous with like the flu too, so just calm down. But it could be feeling an extreme sense of dread constantly, anxiety, awful nausea, or just having weird illnesses that show up without explanation and take forever to leave your system, or they don't leave at all. Now, obviously, it is never a good idea to jump to conclusions with curses and think that just because you have poor health that someone cursed you. Just like with hexes, if a person claims they cursed you, they're probably just trying to use a scare factor on you because you pissed them off. You probably just pissed them off. No harm is going to come to you. If they tried to hex you, it's most likely failed. Don't ever lean, though, on the idea of jinxes or hexes or curses as the absolute answer to what is going on in your life, especially if you haven't sought out medical advice first. Don't go there and freak yourself out. Now, for the juicy part, have I ever performed a hex, jinx, or a curse on anyone? Dun, 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 dun. No, I have not. Up until this point in my life, nothing has made me feel like I have zero option besides casting these kinds of spells on people. I don't consider any of these things necessary at this point in my life. These are serious things. Even if two out of the three are typically short-lived, you're messing with the universe, boo. You're messing with spirit. You're messing with energetically charged words and rituals, and that is not something to take lightly. In last week's episode, I talked about a viral tweet where a girl found a curse bottle that her so-called best friend had created for her, and I even said, I am not ready for the kinds of repercussions that I believe would come to me for using that kind of magic. Again, Not all witches, pagans, or Wiccans believe that they're going to experience bad coincidences from their spell work, but I do. And so I haven't performed any of these. I would be lying if I said I hadn't considered it because, you know, sometimes there are people that irk your nerves so badly or do absolutely horrible things to you or the ones that you love and you just want to get back at them. Maybe you want them just to have a really horrible week. You want them to, get a cold. You want them to have their tires pop. I don't know. But there's a difference between reading about these things and actually sitting down, casting a circle, and putting your energy into doing it. I find hexes and shit like this interesting to read about, but unnecessary in my life. Whether or not you choose to perform them is totally up to you, and whether or not you believe in repercussions involving these kinds of spells is also up to you. That's the beauty. That's the beauty and the fear in witchcraft. You get a lot of autonomy. And it's important to know how you want to handle that. I personally feel like I read about these things just because I want to know how I can protect myself against them. I don't want to know how I can hurt or, you know, ruin people's day. I'm not that kind of person. I'm not that kind of witch. But with that being said, like, it is really interesting to get on, like, Reddit or some of these Facebook groups, these communities about witchcraft, and read people's experiences with curses and hexes. So, yeah, I'm here for the education, man. I'm here for the learning. But yeah, guys, that's all for today's episode. I hope I cleared some things up for you. Next week, I want to discuss what witchcraft can't do for you, as I've gotten a few questions recently about magic and realistic expectations, so I want to dive into that. Thank you guys so much for listening. Don't forget to follow me and this podcast on social media. My handle is in the description, and I will talk with you next week.